So, hello everyone. My name is Haralambos, but you can just call me Babis. And today we will talk a bit about how we can run BSD applications as Linux containers. A bit about us. We are a small company. We are working in various research and commercial projects, and we are actively contributing in various open source projects. We are the core maintainers of Urantc, which is a CNCF sandbox project. And we focus on what we call system software, hypervisors, container runtimes, lightweight virtualization in general, hardware acceleration, and also about IoT devices on the cloud. So, I know this is a controversial topic, so I want you to be prepared. We will talk about Linux and Kubernetes. No, I'm kidding. We will not talk about anything. Okay, let me try again. No, it's okay. I will try to do it like I have here. Maybe the slides again. Okay, so we will talk about BSD. And we know that there is, yeah, of course, we are in the BSD room, dev room. I don't have to convince you that BSD is an operating system that worth to look at. There are specific use cases that BSD is widely used, various distributions of BSD. But the thing is that what we want to look in this talk is how we can bring BSD in this picture. So how can we run BSD applications and managing through Kubernetes and over Linux? Because either we like it or not, this is the stack that currently dominates the cloud and most of the servers that are out there. So currently, we have various ways. It's still possible, though, to run BSD on the cloud. Of course, we can have the option of the dedicated server that we just have any kind of server that's just dedicated for BSD applications. And then we have to do various networking things to try to connect it with the rest of the cluster, for example, a Kubernetes cluster. And of course, we also have the option of a virtual machine with KubeVirt. We can also use this virtual machine through Kubernetes, and we can manage it like that. So we can, again, have BSD running in Kubernetes over Linux. But with the work from Emil, with the work from other people from FreeBSD that have managed to make NetBSD and FreeBSD run as a micro VM and boot that fast, there is a new thing that we can do. We can run them as microservices. So the idea here is that we still have the same stack. We have the Kubernetes, we have the Linux, and then we can have the BSD running the application that we want as a microservice. Emil saw that it's so small and so fast that we can boot, so it's e and we will show that this is actually possible. So the thing here is that what we want to do is that we, of course, have the option of the full virtual machine, but sometimes we just have a few small applications that we just want to execute and we want to manage as an application, as a, like a container, what happens, for example. So in this kind of scenario, full virtual machine doesn't really get us there because a full virtual machine will have to need to have a full BSD operating system running there. And as a result, we might have a lot of unnecessary services that run on the same time with applications, stealing resources, and also increases the maintenance cost. But what we do in Urantc and with other kernels out there is that we have the concept of a single application kernel. So a single application kernel is just a kernel that is configured for a single specific purpose. It is supposed to run only a single service, and this is how the root of S is built, only just for one application. And as you can understand, this has a lower resource usage. Less noise from other services that don't exist anymore. And we just need to maintain only the necessary things that we actually require for this service. But there is also the case of unikernels. So RampRun, based on NetBSD, is the most, it's one of the first unikernel frameworks that existed. And Antti had made a great work on that. So the concept here in, is that we have a specialized kernel, a specialized library operating system, which we can link directly against with our application. And therefore, we have everything under one binary. This is extremely small and extremely fast. We don't have any separation between the user space and the kernel space. So everything is just a library call. It can boot very fast. And as you can understand, it has a much better improvement in regards to performance, resource consumption. But we have to face that it's not the easiest frameworks to work with. Unikernels require a lot of time to port applications on them. And the benefit of specialization comes with the cost of porting applications to them. So this idea sounds good, but the problem is how can we build these things so we can use them as in Kubernetes, and how we can deploy them as, later on Kubernetes. So the concept is pretty simple. We'll just build them like containers. And what we mean build them like containers is that we will have to package them as an OCI image. So for that purpose, we have implemented Bunny. Bunny is a new framework for which is based on BuildKit from Docker. And it allows us to build any kind of kernel, any kind of library operating system as in the same way that we do with containers. So basically, we have a container-like experience. We can do a Docker build, and this will build the kernel for us. The purpose of Bunny is to provide, let's say, a uniform experience for all kind of library operating systems that existed there, but even for generic kernels, and to try to make this kind of dependency hell that we have, for example, with different frameworks, different kind of operating systems, and the tools that we need and everything, it's tries to make the cost smaller there. Now, how does it work? So everything is declared as a YAML. and Bunny reads this YAML, and based on the framework that it has to build, even if it is a Linux kernel, if it is a BSD kernel, if it is a RampRun, if it is MirazOS, whatever it is, it fetches the building layers. This can be the tools that they will be need to build this kernel, or it can be any other kind of utilities that they're required. It will build the kernel like any other kind of system, and later it will package everything as an OCI image. So the packaging takes place depending on if we have a unikernel or if we have a kernel. So in the green things, it's what we have in the case of a unikernel, because in a unikernel, we only have the kernel, the libraries, and the application are packaged only at once, squashed, everything is together as one single binary. And then, of course, we need the configuration files for our application. Now, in the case of single application kernels, we have different kind of layers because we also have the dependencies of the application and the kernel that we need to execute. So all these things together are packaged in the OCI image. So let's see how this works. So we have here, for example, so I'm here, and for example, I can go here in small BSD. So we have here, for example, I have already got the kernel from small BSD, and I also have the base image that from again from small BSD. So this is the ISO image and the block file, actually, the block. And we have two ways that we can declare the how we can package this thing. The first way, I hope it's visible enough. The first way is just using a traditional Docker file.